Yay, the captain's back. Congratulations. Thanks, first, our condolences, our captain.
Thank you.
Ferry Smith, his pops passed. And he's up in heaven looking down on us.
Yes,
and,
he is.
We love you. We're just glad you're back.
Well, I appreciate that, man. And he was would have loved him. He was a big hockey fan since he was a kid.
He was Canadian.
Yeah. He was from Peterborough. And so he would see the Peets.
Peets
were his team growing up. But a great guy, and I thank you for your condolences.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Hanging in there, doing the best we can.
Yeah.
Glad to be back.
You're looking good as always, though. I mean, how'd you keep a tan in Canada? You kept a tan in Canada and Detroit.
In Detroit?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you get a snow tan. That's what that is.
A little glare.
The glare coming
little glare.
Off. And they had a record snowfall, and it was 8 degrees.
Oh.
I got off the plane here, it was 80.
Yeah.
Hello.
Welcome back, though. Yeah. It's great.
Look who our guest is.
Yes, congratulations.
Our best guest you could ever have.
The funniest, the
great
most knowledgeable, the greatest.
Yay, 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 yay.
Oh, Canada. Right now, congratulations, Mr. Bag.
Yeah, you guys win again.
Yeah, we did okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. I was concerned at the beginning of the tournament. I was like, oh, this is, but you know what it is? They've done something interesting, right? Last year, they didn't let any of the teams practice together. And I don't think what anybody says, everybody says, oh, it's the same, going to normal ice to Olympic ice. No, it's not the same. So you have to get that back. So you've seen it take them a couple games. For some unknown reason, the Americans had it right away and then burnt out.
Yeah, we did burn out.
Well,
yeah,
Babcock once again proved why, and I was knocking him a little bit over the last few months, and why he's the best coach in hockey.
Yeah.
Or one of them, definitely
one
of them.
Did you hear about the street ball thing? They did. They played street ball.
Yeah, that's what they did, because insurance reasons, they weren't allowed to go on the ice.
Right.
Oh,
they
no.
played the street ball, and that they figured that's what helped them get their groove.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, and I'll have to pat myself on the back, because I was wrong. I picked Russia. But, Sid never chokes.
Man, he was awesome in that
Sid,
last
boom,
game.
The last two games, that's all on the line. Sid was big.
That's when money comes to play.
Yeah. He really was. I mean,
But back to coaching. Babcock coached your Pittsburgh coach.
I'll coach him.
Him big time. Do you think that affects him in the next couple of years? I get rid of him?
You know what? I think it helps. I think it helps the Penguins, because I think if he would have won the gold medal, we'd be stuck with him another 2 years.
Right.
And I think, like a lot of people in Pittsburgh,
it's time for him to go.
I think he should have left after last year. I like Disco Dan. Got nothing against him. He won me a cup. But you know what? Sometimes it's just time to go.
Yeah, I feel it.
You know, and I think, I went Lavalette. I went to Lavalette. Well, really, I went to Lindy Ruff. You guys know how much I love Lindy Ruff.
Yeah, Lindy Ruff.
Lindy, I mean, look, he's printing up the stats right here. Dallas is in the mix.
Right.
I mean, they got three guys.
Dallas is in the mix.
Somehow.
Yeah. Lindy Ruff, it's like that old, Dean Smith. He'll take yours and win. He'll take his and win. You know, he'll take your side and win. It's just, that's Lindy Ruff.
With Dallas now, they come in with a more confidence, because Ben needed that confidence, and that took him up that tournament.
Yeah, and Canadians played well. In the U.S. folded.
Now, why did they fold? And did they just give up at that point?
I don't think they had enough time to recover.
I think they were emotionally drained.
They're emotionally drained after that Canadian game.
I also think that bronze in America, it's like Ricky Bobby. If you're not first, you're last.
Yeah,
but how great they, it's a different.
But if you go all the way over there, you want to get something.
I think so.
It's a tournament. It's a second gold game. Like I think the person, the team that loses in the gold medal game should get the bronze, and the team that wins in the other game,
I see that
should
point.
Get the
yeah.
silver, because there's a celebration of winning, like you've won, and the guys that get the silver are just disappointed, like the Swedes are crying, and you're like, you get a silver medal, suck it up.
That's a great point. Yeah, I mean, I think the bronze is really nice in 10 years to have. I think when you're sitting on the plane playing poker with Crosby. I think maybe the bronze don't mean as much today.
You know what else, too?
But I think in 10 years, you show your grandkid, hey, here's my Olympic medal. I think the bronze means more. I think today, bronze.
I think the pairing, the seating's weird, too. I would have liked to see that USA-Canada game as a final. Maybe they didn't earn it, but...
I thought the way they moved that whole schedule around, the Russians wanted that to be them against either America or Canada.
Right.
That's the way they made that.
But they did put Russia in, like, you know, like in soccer terms, like the pool of death. You know? I mean, they had to play the tougher the teams.
Why did Russia go out so early?
I have a whole list of reasons. If you want to jump in
coaching.
Two main reasons were, one is they had another goaltending controversy. Just like in 1980 when they pulled Tretiak, the greatest goaltender of all time. Bobrovsky, you know, who won the Vezina, best, he was on fire as a goaltender. They took him out for the game. Played Varmolov.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Well, that's just stupid.
Bobrovsky is the one that's in Columbus, right?
Yes.
And then Varlamov is
in... Varlamov is the wife beater in Colorado.
Yeah, wow. That was an interesting... The fact that Colorado still has him around
right.
is interesting to me. And the fact that they were starting him in that game, I was like... Meh.
How about...
But the other reason was there's two agendas. They wanted to win the gold medal, but they wanted to do it with KHL guys. And they didn't play. I mean, there's
do
no
those
way.
KHL guys just not measure up? Although I'll tell you one
some
thing.
Some of them did. Some of them didn't. But
the
like,
one guy who I think, you know, is a traitor, he went from the Devils, of course. Over
right.
Kovalchuk. Kovalchuk impressed me with his skills. Has he been that good? That guy looked great.
Yeah.
But he's played better, though, in international play.
Because he likes the more freewheeling style. But, like, you know, they tried to push Radulov as over Malkin the whole time, which is fine. Who cares? But like they dumped Semin way down the line early. They did not play Yemelin played with Malkin in the KHL when they were on strike, and he was first in the league in points because Malkin was setting them up. But they never put those guys together. They didn't pick Gonchar. Gonchar runs the. Everyone listens to Gonchar on power plays. Even Crosby did. He was back home in Dallas playing with his kids. What the Russian power play was the most disorganized.
Yeah, they were bad on the power play.
And how can you be that bad when you have all that talent? Because no one could distribute the puck.
Because they have too much talent and not enough grind.
Yeah, they didn't have much grind, did they? Yeah,
but they had a week. I mean, I was and Malkin and Ovechkin did not show up.
You know, who played well was Datsyuk.
Datsyuk did, yeah.
Yeah,
he did, and it's almost like he should have almost. Why didn't he play with why didn't he try to jumpstart Ovechkin then? That's another coaching decision.
Well, the coach,
you know what I mean? Why don't you put him with Ovechkin for a shift?
And the coach got mad at Ovechkin.
Yeah, that was terrible. I mean, that was really classless.
It was interesting. It was so the Sochi Olympics, like it was disorganized, and somebody was paid off, and somebody was killing a dog at the same time.
Yeah,
but apparently, even Mike Milbury, who I think would be the first to dump on anything Russian,
right.
said he had a great time and nothing could have been better. Like they were treated well.
Oh, I'm sure. Believe that. I'm just saying the way it was organized.
You couldn't get out of your hotel room. There was no doorknobs. A lot of guys couldn't even make it to the game.
that's where Ovechkin was. Left his gear.
Left
his game in the room.
It was all good. Americans were feeding Americans, and Canadians were feeding Canadians. You see, the Canadians had a beer cooler that you had to use the passport to get into the beer cooler.
Oh, no, is that right?
Yeah, you had to put your passport into it. And passport you
oh, that's cool.
That was, I thought it was cool that Crosby said, well, what do you think? He goes, well, I hope everyone back home is partying.
What are you kidding? They opened up the bars in most of the places at like 4 a.m.
I called my one buddy that from Canada, the guy from the Laugh Factory, Mike David, and I go, oh, we got to watch the game. So I'm over there at the house at 4 in the morning watching the darn game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the things I don't know. Well, now that it's over, I hope they don't go back. I hope that's it. I hope the kids play from now on. I really do.
Well, now, we talked about the injury controversy, and some big stars did get injured.
Traveras is one of the five best, definitely one of the five best players in the NHL.
He's out for the year? He's out for the rest of the year?
He's out for the year.
And how about Zetterberg?
I think Zetterberg's out for the year. He had back surgery. I've had back surgery. I still can't. I mean, back surgery on your spine.
He's out for the year.
He's out for the year. That's huge.
He was hurt before, right? He was the guy that was...
Yeah, but he played.
But that's the only problem. Like once you have a back injury and you just kind of push it, you're risking it no matter what.
That
would have happened.
100%. But maybe if he stayed home and did yoga,
If he had stayed home, there would have been no.
So his next,
he would have got hurt no matter what. Traveras is different.
Yeah, Paul Martin broke his hand. Was huge for the Penguins. That's huge with Tanger having a stroke.
Right.
Wow. I said he was watching game film.
That never helped.
He happened to catch his last three games on tape.
Oh,
God. He gave me a stroke.
Zaccarello's got hurt too.
Yeah, Zaccarello hurt his hand.
Yeah.
He's talking about someone disappearing. Rick Nash, he's like the invisible man.
But, you know, Ian's right about the when he said about some guys were, you know, like Zetterberg was hurt already. His next NHL game might have knocked him out.
Yeah, it would have. I don't know. It's just, what's his face? Sedin didn't go because he was too hurt to go.
So right. You know he was really hurt if he didn't go.
Yeah. So, and then, I don't know. I love it. I just think maybe, I don't know how you do it. I don't want to send the next level there.
Yeah, the next level's not going to do it. I was watching college hockey the other day. It's not bad. You know, I was watching Notre Dame and Wisconsin. It's not bad. But after watching Olympic hockey, those guys couldn't keep up, I don't think.
But in my opinion, and we'll debate this, we have an hour, we took a great season. We ripped it in half for 3 weeks. We got 3 or 4 entertaining games, and we crowned Canada the best team, which we already knew. It was like an election in Cuba. We're going to run Fidel.
Well, what would you like? what would you like to see? Would you rather have the World Hockey Tournament at the beginning in September?
Yes, I would. Okay. Yes, I would. Yes, and I love the fact that the amateurs will play, and then they can become stars, and let the kids play. Does Crosby need that? Does Ovechkin? Does anyone need that?
But here's the thing, though. Do our amateurs, can they stand up to the Russians?
Everyone will be playing amateurs. So
still send KHL guys. The Russians actually might benefit from it. I like back in like the 60s, early, like the late 50s, 60s, when they'd actually take a team from a town.
That would be it. I'd like that too.
Was that the format?
Yeah, like the Trail Smoke Eaters won it once, like, which is just a small like mining town. They sent, I think they won it in 1964 or something. I don't know. It was some crazy time.
That's kind of cool.
Said, yeah, I think that would be kind of, if you sent your best,
your best Triple Eight. I think.
But how would American collegians do against the Russians?
Now they're probably pretty equal.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, take Michigan State or Boston College.
You think so? Yeah.
To me, it's like, I don't care. They ruined Detroit. They're probably going to ruin the Penguin season with Martin. They ruined a lot of seasons.
It could ruin St. Louis mentally.
Yeah,
it's like, just, there was a lot of St. Louis guys on that team. I think I honestly don't believe that Callahan is as good as everybody says he is. I don't see it.
Callahan got traded today?
Did he get traded? I don't know.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying, I don't think he's as good as everybody says he is. I just, like, wasn't he captain of the USA team for a while? And he's still captain of the Rangers. And people were putting it on him. And I just don't feel that was the guy. I feel Kessel played out of his
Kessel
mind.
Kessel was great.
But he isn't that great of a player. He is... a guy, he's like, what do they call when you think somebody's something but they are something else? He's not that great of a player. He has like about 2 weeks a year where he's fantastic, and that was his 2 weeks.
I don't see what NBC, whatever, Comcast, Ed Schneider, they own everything. They own it all. They weren't even running ads for the outdoor game. Chicago could say, look, Tades and Crosby, the two goal scorers.
Is there another outdoor game this year?
They're playing Chicago, Soldier Field.
Too many.
Have you gone to one of those?
I have not been to one of those. I wanted to go one last year, and then there was a strike.
But, I mean, they didn't even be like, look, Sid and Taze, the two gold medal Canadians, they're playing, they're facing each other.
They didn't really hype it.
They didn't even hype it. Other than getting stars hurt, teams ripped apart, you're showing the games. You're not showing the games on primetime. You're showing the games on the channel most people don't get at 4 a.m. It's like, so you're getting people who, instead of watching a perfect egg infomercial, they're watching hockey.
Bacon bowl.
Yeah, like that's what
I'd rather watch the bacon bowl.
Yeah.
No,
You don't
look good, though. You got to say those Kings look pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's the one team it helped.
They look great.
The Kings.
Yeah. Doughty looked great. Carter looked great.
Mello Mojo. Dustin Brown looked good until he got bent. And the goaltender. looked amazing.
Quickie looked good until that last game.
He just worn out, though.
Yeah.
Bosma should have let Ryan Miller play the Buffalo goaltender.
Give him a little.
Yeah, but I think they would have taken it as a we give up if they play.
Well, they did.
But they should have let. I think that was a mental thing that I would have gone with Ryan Miller as well. But who knows? Does that slap Quick in the face if you go with Ryan Miller?
Yeah, it kind of does. Yeah.
I think it worked both ways.
Why did they switch Luongo out for Price?
Price is just having a better year.
Price played good against in the USA game.
Yeah. Oh, Price good. Played great.
Price. This could actually help out Montreal because Price played better than he has ever had.
Yeah, and he got the rest. Subban didn't get a sniff. That's amazing. He didn't play.
Could USA have won?
Hamhuis sat on the bench as well.
Yeah, but I think Hamhuis is. I don't think he's overrated because I don't think too many people rate him supremely that high. But I mean, Subban on the big ice, I would have thought Subban was going to play. Mm-hmm. I guess they never needed. They never need any scoring though. I guess so.
Now, guys.
You want with six instead of eight, but it's what it looked like. You just, right? That's what basically you just, because they were on the bench, but those benches were awesome because they're so huge. So it looked like the bench was empty the whole time.
And ample seating.
Yeah, just like huge.
Yeah, yeah.
And I couldn't figure out when I was looking at the game, it didn't look like anybody was in the ring, like the lower ring sitting in there. Did you notice that? It just looked like it was empty the whole time. They had like things pulled over.
You saw that during the figure skating too. Yeah. There was like, but you know, Putin was up there going, can't they fill those seats on the bench?
What's going on? To play down there and take off a shirt.
He was, you're right. Catch a fish at halftime.
He was only happy for like 10 seconds that first game whenever
Ovechkin scored, and then after that when the net came off he got pissed.
That was a very shaky call.
Did you think so? Why? Yeah. It's international rules.
Yeah, and another reason why is, I just don't like those,
it wasn't totally off.
Yeah,
that was the other thing.
That's the thing. It wasn't. And in the NHL, it would have counted. So you're taking NHL guys, but you're not playing with NHL rules
or the ice surface.
Yeah, or the ice surface. The whole thing is just, I don't know. I don't know what they get out of it other than they ripped the season in half.
Hey, is TJ Oshie's game as good as his penalty shot?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah, he's a good player.
He was unbelievable with that shootout.
Yeah.
I was super excited. I don't like shootouts, but I thought that was awesome.
He's actually, you are the original six.
Yeah. I go OG on all that.
Yeah,
but you know
do.
What?
He does.
You know what, though? He was impressive. Is he usually that good?
Oh, yeah. He's stifled by Ken Hitchcock.
Yeah. Wow. I was so impressed.
Hitchcock will never, that's why I never pick St. Louis. They'll probably win this year because I've had a bad 6 weeks of predictions, but he just stifles everyone's, you know.
Because that Russian goalie, for the Columbus guy, he's great.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's good, but that team's horrible.
Yeah, the Blue Jackets are.
Yeah. They'll just never, there's something about them that they'll never be good.
I think it's Columbus.
Yeah.
Well, they're in a bad way. I mean, they're in the Metro now. So they're one of those things now where it's like, you know, look at the top three teams. You ever going to beat them?
Right.
Probably.
You know, I mean, even if Crosby Malkin go away in 7 years, you're going to outspend Philly and the Rangers?
Even if you outspend, you can't outspend because nobody wants to go to Columbus.
It's like
Winnipeg. It's like Calgary. You got to draft so well and you got to do so well in a certain amount of time that you'll never, unless you do it in that first 4 years or whatever, when you're at the bottom of the list, you're not going to.
That's what made me weird. That's what weirded me out about Tim Horton or the Reverend Horton Heat from Boston. He chose to go.
Right.
That to me kind of says that you're really not in it to win it.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, I like to get a cheap house here. My kids can go to school and we'll live in Columbus and I'll make $1 trillion and no one will really put pressure on me like they would if I was still playing with Krejci and Lucic.
Well, that's, yeah.
You know,
some point to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot because if you want to hide in a town, that's a good town to hide in because
nobody's going to find you.
No.
Yeah. But it's like Regina for the. I watched the Grey Cup.
Right.
It was awesome, man. It was in Regina, and you see they have a long shot of the snow, and it's just snow, 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 fields. Then all of a sudden, a tiny little town.
I know. We've talked about this a couple of times. I mean, it's, you know, any city, we've flown all of them. You know, even Omaha, there's a few lights.
Yeah.
When you fly from like Vancouver to Regina, there is nothing.
Yeah.
It is nothing.
Like when you're driving and you leave town, it just goes dark.
Yeah.
It's just like dark at night and you're just like, okay.
Until you hit Winnipeg.
If we break down, we're breaking down.
Yeah.
Like when people break down here, you're like, yeah, you're still in a city. You're fine. Yeah. Try walking 100 miles to find a light.
Right. But I mean, even when you're, you know, you're going from Seattle to Idaho. Not Idaho. What's the town I'm trying to think of? Seattle to whatever.
Portland.
Portland.
Yeah, but
Vancouver.
Seattle. The other way.
Idaho.
You know what I'm talking about.
Boise.
Yeah. Spokane. Yeah, like that. Yeah, Spokane.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few lights here and there. You know.
Yeah. You still see little towns the whole way. You'll see a Walmart. You'll see a McDonald's.
There's nothing. Yeah. I mean, from the plane, there's nothing.
It's the only place you won't see, but there's a Tim Hortons somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tim Hortons.
It's the one thing, yeah.
Tim Hortons is in Ohio, and maybe in Minnesota.
Here's some good breaking
news. See, that seems wrong to me.
Here's some good breaking news. I heard Dunkin' Donuts is coming to California.
Is it? Good, I can use that joke again.
I love Dunkin' Donuts. God, I love it. Their donuts are just excellent. I don't know.
Have you ever had Tim Hortons?
Yes, I have.
They're good.
Yeah, I like to put a Tim Hortons in here. I'll eat a Tim Hortons too.
All right.
Don't give them any ideas. I'm surprised there isn't one here now.
I'm not a big Tim Hortons doesn't have a good, and not that I eat too many breakfast sandwiches at Dunkin' Donuts, but their non donut food is not
where
have
Tim
much
Hortons?
Offer. Yeah,
you've never had a tuna sandwich at Tim Hortons.
Oh, I didn't eat
at 3 in the morning.
I didn't eat tuna.
Come on, you've never been drunk.
I need tuna.
You've never been drunk coming
but
out.
But literally,
of the
only thing to eat in like downtown Buffalo is a Tim Hortons, and I did not like their lunch selection.
But here's my favorite thing in Canada.
That? How long ago is that?
4 years. Well, I don't know.
Things have changed.
Tim Hortons. Downtown Buffalo's back.
No, Tim Hortons has really picked up.
They stepped it up.
Yeah. My favorite thing in Canada was when I went to the Chinese restaurant at 4 in the morning where you'd get beer in a tea thing.
Right.
Yeah, you can still drink beer.
Yeah.
After everything shut down because they bring it in a.
They sneak it into you.
Yeah.
Do you have to do karaoke as well?
I did.
Yeah, that's
that was the bad part.
They have to do karaoke.
Of course, after all that beer, it was no problem.
Yeah. I used to go to a place in Koreatown that did that for about 6 months, and then it ended.
That can end abruptly.
Yeah, they really got to pick their customers right, or else it'll end pretty quick.
Yeah, it was a good ride. Well, now that we're back though. Thank God with the NHL. Really, I know what to do.
What do you think is going to happen the rest of the way?
I think it's well. I wrote this in my blog at Bartnick in the Box. I think a lot of the keys here is what happens with Dan Girardi. Now people out there thinking, who the hell is Dan Girardi?
I'm thinking that. Yeah,
he's a great he's a good excellent defenseman for the Rangers, and he wants a big contract extension, and he might not get it, and if not, and they're going to trade him, and where he goes is huge, because if he goes to Boston and replace Seidenberg, they're really solidified as the best team in the East. If he stays in the Rangers. They could scare someone. If he goes to Philly, they could really scare someone. If he goes to Anaheim, it makes Anaheim by far the best team in the West, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know.
By the way, I have to say something.
If he goes to Colorado, gives Colorado a veteran guy on the blue line, I don't know. I think that changes a lot of things.
Can I say something about Gretzlaff?
Or Getzlaff, yeah.
Getzlaff.
Gretzlaff. You're talking about Gretzky's laugh?
Yeah. That guy is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I can't say his name.
No.
He's unbelievable. Yeah. I saw him in, I guess it was against Slovenia.
Yeah.
Slovakia? I don't know. Anyway, he made this move. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
For a guy that size.
Yeah.
He's big, he's fast, and he's got moves.
He was part of the Ben line, wasn't he?
Yeah, him and Perry.
That Ben guy's good too.
Yeah, he's him and Perry from Anaheim. To me, Getzlaff's a top five.
Getzlaff
guy.
Would be a great name for a comic.
Yeah, Getzlaff.
We only get one laugh, and then right.
No, Getzlaff is a beast.
Yeah, I was really impressed.
Yeah.
I knew he was having a great year, but when I saw him in the Olympics, that guy's got it all.
I say he's well. They literally had the three best centers, if not
and
the three
Carter,
best players.
Carter
in the league.
Blew me away. Now, how come the Kings are having problems scoring, but then they were scoring like crazy in the Olympics?
Because it's what you set around these guys. Like, really dress the plate for some of these guys. Some of these guys play really well, and you might see some of these teams try to go out and try to hook some of these players up on teams, I think.
How they didn't score, I'll tell you. Well, I saw them play some high goaltenders. I went to about one Kings game a week for about a month, and I'm seeing you know, the only one guy to score was Kopitar, who played great for Slovenia. He's going to come back stoked.
That guy's awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, like.
And their jerseys were great.
But I mean, for like a month, the only guys that scored were Kopitar and Doherty.
And
that's
really,
the only guys that scored.
The Canadian team didn't really score that many goals. So
that's true. That's true.
That's another point about that whole Olympics, is it didn't showcase any of the stars. Taves, I mean. You know, Crosby, Malkin, Ovechkin, you know, Getzlaff, all those guys, they didn't really come out. Because
that rink changes the game completely.
I know. So, I mean, it made everyone know what everyone knew. Like, Solani is an ambassador.
You said that before. You said that wider rink was going to hurt some guys, and it probably did, right?
Yeah.
But wider and longer just separates your timing off. It just takes your timing off. Yeah. Like, I know when I go play an Olympic rink, sometimes you'll make a pass and it'll stop for, you know, like, eight about a foot and a half in front of the guy. You're like, that should have been on a stick completely. What, you know, you just can't figure it out. You just feel like an idiot.
And you would know this very well as well. And that's, I guess as it gets to that point, is look at the greatest players like Crosby, Taves, Getzlaff. Where are they good? Like working the wall and coming off the wall with the puck. They come off the wall there. They're still, you know.
You're waiting for 5 minutes.
Although the cycling was amazing. Like the cycling in the corners because there's all that extra room. It was some of the best cycling I've ever seen. The Canadians.
Oh, it was impressive.
Like I think from what I've been told, Finland has a rink that's half hybrid between Olympic rink and NHL rink, and I'm hoping that you see something like that come about in the NHL.
It might be a solution.
A little bit bigger, just because it's getting a little too tight in there. The guys are just so big and so fast. The only thing is, will the NHL give up a row of seats, you know, in money?
Yeah, that's a good idea though, because it gives your speed players a better shot.
It
right?
just gives it a different. It gives it more finesse, is what it does. It just, you know, it just takes it. It gives it a little bit up. If you like violence in the game, it'll take a little bit out of it. So.
Right. Well, I just hope Nick Backstrom gets off that Zyrtec D. Because.
Yeah. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Guys used to do, not ephedrine, they used to do some Dristan or something like that. That's it just opens up the breathing. That's why they do it.
Is that what it is?
That's why they do it, yeah.
I saw my guys on the bench cracking
ammonium.
Yeah.
Yeah, they always do that. I mean, they
does
do
that give you a little boost?
What is it?
The pneumonia, the little.
Oh, yeah.
Ammonia. Thanks. Yeah.
That's because they're all hungover.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure they were, because let's be honest, that was one of the best looking Olympics I've ever seen. Every time I seen a girl on the podium, she was completely like an 8 or a 9 or a 10. She was just amazing. Right. So I can't imagine being a billionaire going over there playing on like on NHL team and then just going in there and not trying to get.
No, they're partying.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
And it was like 75 degrees Critting. Outside. It wasn't like snowing in the.
Creating your own bobsled with some
The two-man splooge.
That was my joke. I go, who says Putin's against gay rights until he banned the two-man luge?
It's so funny.
Yeah, man. Well, it was, I think overall it came off pretty good, the Olympics. Canada did it again. It was USA in that game. They could have won that game. It was 1-0.
It was a deflection goal, but they never. It never felt like they were going to score.
Didn't seem like we had real scoring opportunities.
No,
I mean Kane would take it down all the way down the rink, and then just, you know, he's a great skater, but they weren't getting real quality, you know, shots.
Well, I mean Kane's a great scorer, though. I'm not going to knock.
I'm just saying in that game.
Yeah, well, he blew two penalty shots.
Yeah,
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Two of them, you know, you should try to hit one of them. But, you know, I don't know. I think the disgrace was they didn't sack up and take home the bronze. I don't think losing to Canada whatsoever is a disgrace.
No, not at all.
I mean, you know, in my opinion.
Not 1-0. That game.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. There's nothing wrong with
it. Yeah, when the only goal was a great tip in.
Yeah,
that was a great tip.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
yeah, that was pretty.
You
awesome.
Know, it wasn't even a defensive breakdown. You know, I mean,
because Quickie was playing a good game.
Yeah, I mean, I was even shocked that I was shocked America did play that well after Martin got hurt, or did play that well in that game. Because let me tell you something. I mean, getting back to the NHL and I was getting back to the Penguins. I mean, I don't know about the Penguins, man. Now they got Martin hurt. I thought Orpik would be exposed in the Olympics. He kind of wasn't, as he's a step and a half behind everybody now. And now we got Tanger hurt. We're down, you know, we're definitely down two defensemen. Our best guy coming up, who I thought should be playing on the Penguins, Dupre, now he has to play. He's not a trade piece anymore. He has to play now.
Who do you think represents the East?
I think it's going to be Boston, because I don't think they have any competition now. I mean, the Penguins need three players and have no one to trade.
And who can get out of the West?
So many teams.
They're all good.
The West is good. Yeah. The West is so – you got two teams in this locale right here that are going to be vying for it.
Yeah.
San Jose will fall apart again.
Yeah, they usually do.
Yeah.
They have a few different things this year, though. They got the Hurdle kid. The rookie kid brings a little juice. Tyler Kennedy.
Getting hurt, though?
He'll be back. I think he's back now. Tyler Kennedy, he's an old Penguin. He makes clutch goals. I think when they survived round one last year, I think it changed a little bit of the mojo of the team. I really do. You know, something like, oh, well, now we can maybe do something. I don't know. I'm not throwing away the Sharks this year like I usually do every year. that makes any sense.
Well, they do seem to have trouble in the playoffs.
Right, but they actually won a series last year. That's what I'm saying.
You know who they still have on the team who Canada
still... Joe Thornton.
No, no, it's not Joe Thornton.
Marlowe.
Marlowe was on the Canadian team, and I thought he stunk again.
Right.
He just got in the way of a lot of things. I think until you get rid of Marlowe, I just think he's one of those French players that doesn't really pull it off. He's great, but he doesn't have the heart.
Can I dip into that, though? Is that your Western Canadian...
No, that's from him turning away from shots during the playoffs and always skating, you know.
But I thought I thought the kids from Montreal try harder.
But from Montreal, no. The thing that they always said about Frenchies was they're fantastic, but just punch them in the face six times and they won't come back the rest of the game.
Six times?
Yeah.
But it's got to be six. Five, they're coming back.
Yeah, five, they're coming back. So, yeah. Like, just punch them in the face and then they just don't want to, they don't show that as well. I love French players. Like, Perron in Edmonton, I think, is fantastic. They're like, those French players are amazing, but some of them are just not known for, you know, and there's tough kids out there, but
no. I mean, Pascal Dupuis, who we really miss on the Penguins, he's obviously French Canadian, and he was the heart and soul. Like, he was the guy that took the shot in the face. You know, he was that guy.
There's
on our
always
team.
The exception.
Yeah, no, yeah. I know, but I mean, you know, and even like Claude, Claude Lemieux, you know, I didn't know that was like the. You know, I mean, I know European players were always kind of thought of as those kind of players. I didn't know in Canada that. So rank Canadian bias from a Western Canadian, from a Saskatoon, from someone playing in the Saskatoon.
From the
Beer
WHL
League.
To the to the Quebec.
No, on the toughness scale, who would be tougher, a Finnish player or a guy from Quebec?
Finnish player.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. The Finns are pretty tough.
I'm not trying to knock the Finns.
I would rather fight a guy from Quebec than
I don't mean fight. I mean like in the corners.
That's what we call. Okay. I'm not saying like go downtown and fight him. I'm talking like.
No, that, I know you. But I didn't mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I meant like on the ice. Fighter with. Well, no, I meant fighting in the. I mean in the corners,
grinding it out. With,
yeah, I mean,
well, there's no name a Montreal or a Quebec guy that is a grinder. There's none of them out there.
You're right. Pascal Dupuis, I guess.
That's the only one.
Yeah, it really is. Now that you come to think about it,
and why, you know what? There's also what's his face that used to play for the for Pittsburgh. The guy went to Philadelphia. I thought he was a great grinder.
Max Talbot.
Yeah, I thought he was a good grinder. And
you mean Trader Max Talbot? You mean Benedict Arnold? Well,
Benedict Talbot.
Talbert.
Yeah. But I was actually surprised you guys let him walk. That's one of the things that
Philly gave him
need.
So much money that it was.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, but you got
no, they gave him too much money. They gave him too much money, and the fact he went to Philly just makes it even like
you
well,
gotta know. That's
why you're here, to bring your Canadian expertise.
Now, who's the rookie of the year? Is it that Hurdle guy?
Oh, there's tons of them. The kid from McKinnon from Denver, the Avalanche, just ridiculous.
Yeah.
You think he's the guy?
I think he's going to win it. I don't know if he might.
You got another month and a half before you decide that, because now it really comes back to see who plays really well. Like who, because when you're a rookie, now you've had that time off. You're not used to that time off. So
right.
What happens now? It could a lot of this could screw with kids' heads, man. Like big time. That 2 weeks. I was talking to a friend who's the health guy in St. Louis, and I was asking him. I'm like, because everybody was getting on planes. Anybody that was not going to the Olympics was going to Mexico.
Sure,
everybody
I was going to say, what does everybody else do?
Yeah,
they all kick
like,
back.
Yeah, well, I'm just like, when how many guys come back out of shape? The guys that are out of shape always come back out of shape.
Right.
The guys that are good go away for 4 days and then come back.
Come back and keep working out.
And yeah. But now there's a different game pace, because there's guys that are still playing the game and there's guys that weren't playing the game. Because the guys that went to Russia are coming right back and getting right back.
They're in shape. They're ready to go. Yeah.
Because there's a different game pace than practice pace. So.
Yeah.
There was a great story talking about worrying about being in shape and what separates the people. I heard a great story. Thanksgiving... in the early 80s, when all the Edmonton Oilers were young, that they all went over someone's house who finally had a wife, and they all went in for turkey dinner, and they came back, and one guy went to the bike. That was Paul Coffey.
Really?
Yeah, right after Thanksgiving, right on the bike to keep the wheels going.
And you know who else is like that is Jágr.
Oh yeah, well Jágr runs steps with weights on his back after games.
Well, that's why I remember reading Tiger Williams used to do that. Yep. After the game, he'd go and lift weights.
Tiger only played about a minute a game, though.
He was doing cocaine. I'm pretty sure.
Tiger only played about a minute.
He had that
game,
extra
though.
Energy. Yeah. Right, yeah. Who needs Zyrtec D?
Jágr's insane. Jágr's like, I think he could be the guy that's still playing in his 50s because he's still like he
still got wheels.
Yeah, and that was one of the interesting things we didn't even bring up. That Czech team had like three or four.
Peter Nedved was on it.
I'm like, he's alive still?
Yeah, Nedved. Yeah. It was great seeing that. I love seeing Peter Nedved.
That's the other thing about...
Well, go ahead.
What if you went to the Olympics and you just did retired players?
Well, that was the thing.
That's not a bad idea.
Well, that's the thing.
Gordie Howe's only 80.
Because you could do retired players, but you could put them on a team for that year and they only play each other, so they're getting in shape and playing. You're going around the world.
It's not a bad idea. So. A senior circuit.
Yeah, because it's like the guys that never got a chance when they were younger to go left after they retire.
Right.
And then there are famous names. I think that's I brought that up a while ago. That's why I was like, and you said it.
It was
tap of the stick.
And back to I was reading a thing about just as we were talking there, I was reading a thing that they're talking about. Kane was in a slump for scoring before he even went over to Sochi. So So let's see how that affects him. Does that send him down the tubes totally? And that's another team that's coming out of the West for sure is Chicago.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but then Taves played great.
And, Taves was amazing.
Taves played, and you know their defensemen played great. So I think they come out. Oh, do you? I mean, a lot of those guys kept playing. So
it's crazy.
I mean, they have a.
Oh, do you?
They have. Can you believe
the best name was Van Riemsdyk though?
Yeah, he kind of slumped there at the end, but he's a big boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's an American. It's funny because he's a foreigner sounding name. I didn't know he was an American until this year.
Really?
Because he was such a big guy and played well. I was like, well, he's got to be from Canada. Well, I just assumed he was from Canada.
The Swedes are fucking, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but they're big, big, strong people.
They are big.
Yeah. In the Finns, too. I remember the Finns won the bronze when we were in Vancouver because I was at that game. And Jari Kurri. And who's the guy that used to play for Esa Tiikkanen?
Right.
And the Finns went to a bar after they won the bronze, and they had to bring in the cops to get him out because they wouldn't leave the bar. It was like 4 a.m.
Right.
And they wouldn't leave. Nice. And they alcohol. And those guys are tough and hard. And
The Swedes.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. They're always right there.
Yeah.
They're always the, you know, everyone's to say, oh, Russia or Canada, but it's always the Swedes. Always.
And I think that's the best Tuukka-Rask has played. So
yeah, that's another thing.
He's pretty good.
And I didn't like seeing Tuukka-Rask stand on his head for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Now, what about what if the U.S. hadn't given up and really had played hard for that bronze medal? Could they beat the Finns? I mean, are they talent-wise?
You don't know now. You can't. Who knows?
Are they talent-wise as good or we don't know?
They should have been.
It should have been. I think they should have been.
You know,
the Finns,
I just don't think they're as strong. They're just they're not that big of a team. The American team was fast. You didn't hear anything from Kessler. Like that guy, like the whole tournament, I would have thought that guy would have dominated more. But it's just
they benched Dustin Brown for some reason. I thought he had a good tournament.
I thought he looked pretty good. Yeah,
yeah. Blausman has a lot of splaining to do. And a lot of different fronts. You know,
When they left Ryan at home, you know, from Ottawa, that I thought they had a lot of explaining to do.
I thought so too. So. And they could have used his goal scoring. I mean, especially
just think he has trouble with focus.
He can't spell intensity. Yeah, right? Brian Burke, what a jerk. Well,
isn't that what Brian Burke said?
Yeah, he couldn't spell intensity.
And he couldn't focus.
Spelling bee?
Yeah, what is this?
Is that what they did? Did they do a spelling bee and he spelled that wrong?
Yeah,
They used the football technology of asking him questions and then ignoring what they answer anyways.
Yeah, it was a Rorschach kind of thing.
Speaking of Brian Burke, he used to be your GM. What's going on in that? You loved him.
I loved him in Vancouver. I think the GM we have there is an idiot. I think Gillis has alienated everybody in the league, and nobody wants to deal with him. That's why you haven't seen.
I'll deal with him.
Yeah, I know you would love to deal with him, but
I'll take Zach.
What do you think of Torch?
Like I said, I'll take Zach Cassian.
Here's something I heard that's really deep, and this if this is true, this could get crazy. You know how they had the fight with Calgary,
yeah, right
over there. Yeah. Well,
he acted like a mob's wife.
Yeah,
like
I liked him going
in the locker room. Yeah,
I liked him going in.
I just thought it was
there.
Funny. Yeah. I like. You know what's crazy about it? What's his face was there. The goalie coach was there. I think it's Clint Malarchuk that is their goalie coach. I can't remember who it is. It's the guy.
Malarchuk's an old badass.
It's the guy that got his neck through. Yeah. And then he also tried to kill himself once and remember shot himself. A couple years ago. And he was going after Torts. That is not who you want.
No.
That's insane.
Yeah. You know he's packing.
Yeah. He's packing hand. He can take pain. Really yeah, well. Yeah, if you've been sliced in the throat and not died, and shot yourself and not died, you don't have a death wish. Yeah. You're going to live forever.
I don't think Torch would come out.
Freedom is another name for nothing left to lose.
Yeah.
Well, plus he's going up against McGrattan too. And that's not,
he was not going far on that.
You know, it'd have been like when Sylvester gets thrown into the dog pound.
Right. Exactly. Well, the word is, this is the word I got, that the Gillis, the general manager, has gone to the league, the NHL, and tried to dissolve Tort's contract by saying that he is detrimental to the team, of which voids his contract, because him and Tortorella don't get along.
Wow. As if no one would see that coming.
If you did that, half the coaches in all of sports would have to go.
Well, the reason is they can dissolve the contract and not have to pay him out. If they have to fire him, they have to pay him out. And he's got quite a hefty contract.
Did anybody think that was going to work out?
Did anybody think that was going to work out? No.
I'm shocked.
I'm actually surprised it's working out.
Sedin's re-upped.
But are they? I can't figure out what's going on because I can't tell if anybody's playing for Tortorella. I cannot.
They did for a little bit.
Such a wave. You don't know. It's just like, I don't care. And then it's like, hey, he's here. I'm playing hockey. I'm getting paid. I might as well play. You can't tell if somebody's bought into the system or not. I know people that said Tortorella's liked. People are saying people like to play for him. But then you're looking and you can't figure it out. But the problem here is now the general manager's got to go. But now if this is true, if he's gone into the league to get rid of his contract and now you're stuck with this guy, all hell's about to break loose in Vancouver. And Vancouver is basically on the verge of being a rebuilding team for about another 8 years and going back to the time when Messier was there. It was horrible. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. It could be crazy.
Do you like Torts?
I like some of his clips. I don't think he's a bad coach. I think he is one of those guys that's got a shelf life, though. I think he can re-motivate guys. I thought he re-motivated the guys in New York, and I thought they started playing and they got to an end, and then it was the perfect time actually to bring Vigneault in, which is a completely opposite style of coaching. So now in I can't believe the New York Rangers aren't the most amazing thing. They've got so much money. They're very much like the Toronto Maple Leafs. I have no idea how they're keeping what's-his-face Glenn Sather out there. Like, a buddy of mine who played in the league, who's very respected, says this about Glenn Sather. Anybody that hires him is a complete idiot.
Well, that's the owner of the Knicks, too. Yeah. He owns the Knicks and the Rangers. Yeah, so he loves Isaiah Thomas. So that's all you have to know about.
That's all you need to know.
But anybody that respects Sather because he was that coach of those teams.
He ran an all-star team.
That guy opened the doors. That's what he did for a job. He opened the doors. Tell me that he coached Gretzky and Messier and told them what to do.
No,
don't
we
could have
let
even
those guys.
Too. Like 10 other guys, too.
That's nobody.
And he couldn't keep the teams together.
Well, that's all he had to do.
And you go, well, but that was in the days of not people being paid a lot of money. You could afford to keep those teams together.
But they couldn't afford Gretzky. I mean, well, I don't know. I don't know if I want to get into the whole Gretzky.
But when Gretzky left, that's when the pay rate changed. It wasn't before that.
By the way, would those Edmonton teams still dominate with those? I know we always do that cross-era thing.
Old.
No. But we always do this cross-era thing, and I don't think Joe likes it because he doesn't like the old era comparisons. But if with a loaded team
think they're so much bigger and faster now.
Right. So that
that's the thing you can't compare because it's such a different style of game.
Right.
That's why I don't like them for the sake of arguing. I just don't think that you can. I just don't think you can argue that.
Because it's faster and bigger.
Yeah, I just think that, like, the biggest guys are like, those guys are just not, the guys today are just so much bigger and faster.
But that team was so loaded when you think about those Edmonton teams.
If you take a team, if you would just put it together, if you just rated the players, could you have a team that has, I would say the top 50 players probably had 27 of them on that team.
Yeah.
I think that was the, basically your roster.
That's what I'm
at that
getting
point.
At. I mean,
so
it was,
if you took a team that had 27 of the best players right now, and against, I don't think they would still match up. Like, there's no way. The problem with that team it wasn't like the Broad Street Bullies. They just gelled for whatever reason. They gelled. They had one or two that were absolutely amazing. A lot of average guys and a lot of strength.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. It's like a guy like Gretzky with his hands could compete at any, and like Coffey with his wheels could play in any era.
Two amazing goals.
But it's just that like your third and fourth liners would just get run into the wall. I mean, that's like, you know, I mean, like of course Jari Kurri is going to be able to score in any era.
Yeah.
But, you know, what happens when, you know what I mean? Like whenever, I mean, just, you know, someone's going to, I mean, like.
When you get down to the fourth line, it's my buddy Pat Hughes.
Well, that's the thing. You know, it's all of a sudden, it's like, you know, when it's Kevin Lowe, who was supposed to be big and tough and shut down guy, now all of a sudden he's turning and there's Lucic coming over his back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Or David Backes or any of these guys. Like, you know how fast, like, Kunitz is compared to these other, you know, Kunitz will drill the, you know, those guys just drill those guys.
Which was why the boards have to be moved out a little bit.
So we're gonna.
I think if you expand the ice center, you're probably gonna take away some.
That's probably.
So you're saying split the difference between the European size ranks
from
and
the Finns. Yeah, like go a little bit more, not too much, but enough that you got more space because the guys are huge. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, when the game was invented, the people were, I think, 5'11" was your massive size.
Probably right.
And the rink is still the same size, so don't. Like, remember, everybody was when they go to Chicago, that rink was even smaller for whatever reason.
Yeah, because that's the way they weren't going to rebuild the stadium.
Same with
Boston, too. Boston had a smaller rink, too. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
And a big guy back then was like 6'2", 215.
I don't even think that was 6. I think he was maybe 6 foot, 175 or something like that was a big man back then.
Yeah, well, way back in the... Yeah, well, you know, like, whatever. I know. I mean, like, in 1990, they were probably all, like, 6 foot, 195, right? And the big guys were, like, 6'2", 6'3". Like, Kevin Stevens was a monster when he was in the early 90s. And he was, like, 6'3", 225.
But I was
like... He was a monster.
I'd like to know. I wish if I could look it up right now. I'm not quick enough. But Nick Fatio, to see how... Because he looked like he was 7 foot... 300 pounds, jack full of muscles, but who knows how.
Sergei Mimesso. He looked like
Sergei Mimesso.
He was just
he was just some crazy Italian kid that was just
he would clean
it was
people
but
up.
He would just take people up, but he never really had that grading skate ability.
No.
He was my doppelganger.
He
was running on his blades and he looked like he was sent out there by the mob. It was crazy.
those guys, the league doesn't have those guys anymore.
No,
just the guys that just grind.
It's bizarre how many guys that have come into the league that are from college and are kind of tough guys.
Yeah.
You used to take your tough guys from the WHL and Ontario Hockey League because they're already scrapping. You can't scrap in the college hockey.
So no, you can't scrap.
Who is the who's your all time favorite goon?
Who else was on that? Who is the tough guy that was on Edmonton there?
Semenko.
Semenko is pretty good. What's his face? Just because of going into the crowd and smacking the guy with his shoe is pretty good. Milbury, like, that's pretty good. When you have to pick a tough. No, I know who my best. He played for the Quebec. Did he play for Quebec or Buffalo? Was it Rob Ray?
Rob Ray.
And when they were in Quebec, and the guy came on the ice, and he picked him up, and he pounded him. Like, remember? And he pounded him like 6 or 7. Oh, yeah. Just like so. Like, and the kid was like a rag doll lying on the ice. And they asked him afterwards why he did it, and he said, "You never know, one of those guys is going to snap." So, yeah, so wow. What if he had a gun? I just had to take him out.
No, hey, that's you. That's yeah. Wow. You're on their field.
Yeah,
my number one, Probert.
He's
Probert, but it's just such a sad.
I know.
Have you read the book?
No.
The book starts out with him dying, and then just gets sadder from there.
You know?
It's like he's having a heart attack while he's on the lake, and you're just like,
We talked about this. I know Frazier was in this that week. We talked about how. The guy from Montreal, the guy forever, Nyland.
Oh yeah, Nyland.
There's a whole movie.
Was he at Montreal or Nordic?
He was a Canadiens guy.
Oh, I thought
it's all about Rich, and it's all about his him being a tough guy, and it's a movie called The Last Warriors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's supposed to be awesome. They were going to do it on about 10 goons. But then they ended up that he was just so
this guy was so
he was so compelling.
Yeah,
they just made it about him. I've played on this one once before, but they premiered in Pittsburgh. They say it's an amazing movie, though.
And what year was he there?
Well, he was on the Cup teams of the '70s.
Huh. What it was? Nylon was on the Cup team.
Yeah. No. Oh no, I'm sorry. He was on like the Wah Cup teams.
He was on the
like 86. He was definitely on the 86.
And he died, right? He's the guy that died.
No, he's alive.
Who's well? Then I'm thinking, who's the guy that was in
George Fergie's?
No, the guy that he was a crazy tough guy, really good scrapper, and I swear he played for Quebec. And he died one summer at training camp.
You mean he played for the Nordiques? I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name right now, though.
I think there's a good thing on
documentary
him as well,
on him too. There was a time there
when CBC does great hockey documentaries.
There was a time when all those goons all kind of died. Not the recent spat of like 2 years ago when they all committed suicide or something. But there was a time when like all the ones of the '80s, all kind of like the wrestling generation.
Right.
It was like it's almost like the wrestlers and the goons. They're like that's when they all took the same roids. And like that's when their hearts like all expired, like at the same couple.
A bunch of guys I grew up with, just their hearts just stopped way too early, and just like, and you picked them out, and they're all on the same juice, and it was just like,
yeah, no, it's the truth.
Wow,
I remember reading a Sports Illustrated about it, one of those like two pagers where it was like just bad steroids among the goons. It was like in the mid '80s.
Wow, right. Just give me some Zyrtec D any day.
Right.
Well, I was, Backlund, I thought he'd be taking estrogen pills. I've never seen that guy come up clutch ever. When has he ever been clutch?
That's funny.
You know, I mean, they get on.
Hey, he can make a good cup of tea.
Well, they pick on Ovechkin a lot, right. And he really his team is never any good.
Yeah,
and they make back this guy. Oh, he's an amazing center. Really. Is he really that good? Like, right. You know?
Well, I heard an announcer criticizing
him. Yeah, yeah.
An announcer was saying the other day that he takes too many runs at people and forgets about playing offense.
He must have read my blog.
Was that you?
One
of the guys said that on the thing. He said he's always looking to line somebody up instead of thinking about scoring. He's obviously a great scorer when he focuses on it, but...
Well, his physical game isn't a physical game where he's in the offensive zone checking. He's trying to run someone from behind or looking to hit someone when they're not looking. Whereas he's like, his hitting is always out of the play.
Right.
It's never like he's down, the first guy in, oh, big check, Ovechkin. Now he passes it to someone who scores. It's always like, oh, behind the play, Ovechkin hit someone who wasn't looking.
Well, I think that.
I like Ovechkin. I'm not trying to.
I think that comes out of frustration, though. I don't think that comes out of. I don't think that comes out of his need to do that.
No, I know.
And so if you surrounded him with guys that, because he's obviously very passionate about the game, but there's somebody that needs to be above him that he can look up to.
Right.
And he doesn't have that. And you can tell that's what's wrong with that team. They've never placed somebody that can, where he listens to.
It's like Malkin and Gonchar. Right. Malkin used to listen to Gonchar. They needed Gonchar on that Russian hockey team. They would always listen to him.
Did Ovechkin play poorly in that Olympics? I mean, he didn't score a whole lot.
He played like he always does, but they
didn't. You can't tell because that coach is so weird.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't.
That is a weird coach.
He got his shots, and he didn't score, but he kind of played the way Ovechkin always plays, and usually the pucks go in. They kind of didn't go in.
Now that I've thought about it, and we're talking about it earlier, it's so interesting that our guys, the Canadians and the Americans, all our guys are from the NHL. So what would it be like if you had to take two different leagues and put them together like the Russian league? Would they click like our teams did? And the truth is that they didn't. And could that have had a lot to do with it?
There was animosity between...
it should be. Imagine playing in the KHL and having to get on a plane and not knowing if you're making it to the game. Holy shit.
Because all the pressure was on Ovechkin and Malkin, and they came there, and the coach kind of railroaded a bunch of KHL guys ahead of them and told them what to do, and, you know, they didn't like that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like...
KHL is weird.
Yeah, I mean, you had to live and... They should have listened to Malkin and Ovechkin. Is what they should have done.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Exactly.
There's a reason that like those and that's one of the things that's weird is those guys are so much better than everybody else on that team.
Well, except Kovalchuk.
Kovalchuk, yeah, but at the same time, Kovalchuk, when we come back here, no.
He wouldn't do any good if he came back here?
He's going to disappear. That's why he's gone, because he disappears, right?
Yeah.
He had that good playoff run with the Devils, which was kind of just his big way to, like, I want to make a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. It was his contract year.
He just looked like he had a lot of skill to me. But
we should, because he's back on that ice.
Yeah.
Like that KHL's played on that ice.
Yeah, they're used to that. Yeah.
I don't have a...
I know you guys don't believe me, but that
ice, I'm sure it makes a big diff, yeah.
Everybody's like, nah,
you've seen me on you've seen me on Burbank ice.
Right.
The more ice, the worse. I know.
Well, they're thinking about changing that to more like the Pickwick format.
Yeah, but they should.
bowling next door.
Yeah, they might have bowling and...
I'll tell you one thing. Someone needs to get Ovechkin a new outfit.
Oh, in general.
What was he? I thought he was wearing like a NASCAR jacket. Like he was going to be.
He always looks bad in interviews.
But how about all those?
He's improved
all
too.
All the European wives. It would look like a scene from 1980, and everybody was going to a concert.
Yeah, he still has the big hair.
The Jordache jeans. Yeah. Just excited to be there, and the gold jackets. You're like, oh god, yeah, what's going on? Jesus Christ. Are they with a bunch of whores? Oh, there was.
I thought Ovechkin actually, he didn't do anything much in the tournament, but I thought he came off as pretty classy the way it all ended. He didn't throw anybody under the bus. He didn't leave. He stayed there, watched the gold medal game. He could have thrown the American players, they lost in Tokyo the one year and they like broke up the whole apartment.
Right.
Yeah.
like Chelios and Ro, you know, it's like, he acted pretty classy. He didn't throw anybody under the bus. He easily could have said, and that was a shot fired. That was a nuclear bomb at his head.
Do you think that was?
He didn't
I was
say
actually
any,
surprised anybody got to, some of them got, didn't get to leave. I would be like, I'm like, these guys are going to get murdered.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's always been pretty, he's off the ice. He's pretty, he's got a great attitude. Like,
That's why I like the guy. Like I like seeing the yellow skates coming.
Hey, you know, man, I like him too. He's aggressive.
Yeah, he's fun talented. To watch. You know, he's just not the best player in the game or the world. Like, that's because, A, he's a winger.
Let me ask you something. Do you think back in the old days, those guys would really have been sent to Siberia? I mean, a Russian Olympian that didn't do well?
Well, we don't know, but maybe, right?
I'm sure there wouldn't have been good things at their house. I'm sure their level of living would have gone down a little.
Probably something, right? Yeah. Yeah.
And who knows? I'm sure guys got taken off that team all the time and they were moved right out of, you know, back when those Soviet Union teams were together, the CCCP.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that, yeah, because I can't remember. I don't remember the names and I don't remember. I remember a couple guys being on that team. I remember when.
The only guy I remember is Karmolov.
Karmolov, remember, it sounded so tasty.
Well, and what's his name broke his ankle, Bobby Clark.
Yeah, but I mean, Tretiak is still alive, so I, you know,
he
I mean,
was
like,
there, wasn't he there?
Yeah, I think. Well, he helps coach one of the teams in America. I think the Sabres or something, right?
I think he was with Detroit for a
Detroit,
while.
Detroit, yeah. Okay, yeah. But I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's not like soccer.
You know, he was with the Blackhawks. He was a goalie coach for the Blackhawks, I think, for a while.
I know. That's what I mean. I know he's like alive, and
I think he does have something to do with his team. Now, the Russian girls, the guy that runs that team is the guy that used to play for Ottawa and the Islanders.
Yashin. I think the Islanders are still paying the Yashin money. How bad is remember how bad Milbury's contracts were being?
Well, the Islanders are idiots.
They may be great as
what's
good.
His face isn't
worst
much
GM
better.
Of all time. Gar Snow.
Gar Snow is not a fucking
Gar
GM.
A tool.
That guy's just an idiot.
He's a tool. He's
and
a
he's
tool.
All like, I told him not to go. I'm like, well, you're such a douche. Yeah. Anyways, although if they can get some better people working for them being in Brooklyn will change that whole scene.
Well, all the Russians will want to play for them.
They'll want to play for them, and so will some of the Canadians and some of the Americans, because then they're going to be able to compete with the Rangers for stars.
And Tavares is a star.
Yeah,
Tavares can play,
but he's out for the year.
Yeah, he can flat out play. It's like the day we did puck off when Stamkos got hurt. It's like it's a sad day, man. I want unless it's Claude Giroux, I want to see people playing. All I heard Claude Giroux hurt his hand golfing over the Olympic break
again?
Once again. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
That can happen.
Hey, Claude Giroux, the best player in the get out.
How about Stamkos? Is he coming back?
Yeah, he's
back already.
He almost went to the Olympics.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing the fact that
guy's
he's back
good.
Playing.
That guy's talented. Yeah, it is that quick. But he's a talented guy.
And Tampa found another goalie when Canada played Slovakia as well. That goaltender is in their system.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I just read today that of all stupidness is St. Louis may be on the block.
Really?
Yeah, he may be going to the Rangers for Callahan.
You know why? I bet you him and Steve Yzerman do not get along anymore. On the team at the beginning.
Absolutely. They shouldn't get along. He should have been pissed.
Yeah.
You know, he really should have been. Are you kidding me? He won the scoring title last year. And that he's a leader. He's a leader. I mean, you don't need leaders because you have Getzloff and Crosby and Taze and everybody else.
Yeah, but you can't spell intensity. You can't have another team.
He spells it tensy.
Yeah.
Well, Yzerman stepped down. He's not going to do it again.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which is
they always do that. That's why Gretzky did it. That's how it went.
Well, he won two though. Yzerman did it last time.
Well, I thought they were co last time. Weren't they co?
I don't remember seeing. I remember seeing Gretzky freaking out the year that Lemieux still played, 2002.
Do you get a? Did they get the final call on
Salt Lake?
Yeah, he was big.
That was
Gretzky was the boss. Yeah, Lemieux won the gold in 2002.
2002, and then
Yzerman played on that team.
And then Italy?
Yzerman played on that team. Yzerman played on that team with Lemieux.
Yeah, it would be 2002, but
yeah.
But then they went to Italy, was 2006, and then 2010 was Vancouver, right?
Yeah.
Because they didn't do well in Italy.
And do those guys get the final pick on the roster?
General manager.
They do?
Yeah. Yeah, the final say. That's what made it really weird. That he wouldn't take his own captain.
Yeah, that
twice.
Is weird.
Yeah, it was very. It was. I think anybody that knew anything about hockey would like what, and just kind of like crept.
Yeah, like
that's an awkward team dinner.
Well, you would think he would make the
team dinner. Team P.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You would think he would make the team anyway. Yeah. Let alone his GM is the GM.
You know what? That wouldn't be.
Let alone
I think that would be a good trade for if New York does it. I think New York would win on that. I'm not a Callahan fan, and I think the Rangers usually go out and pick somebody up a little too late, but I think he's still got it.
Who are some of the big names that you see?
That's a good – I don't see how Martin St. Louis – I think he would do good because it's him, but I don't think they need – I don't think they need another guy that can score. I think they need more guys that can play like Callahan. I think they have enough dead weight. Not that Louis would be dead weight, but I mean, like, you know, I mean, Nash is not.
I think Callahan screws up more than he plays good.
Well, you know what I think is,
and when the money he wants, I'm just like,
I wouldn't pay him the money he wants. He wants like Taves money.
Yeah.
Where do you see him going? Where would he go?
Maybe Tampa.
How happy would Tampa be though with that?
I would, unless they have to trade him because there
would be more than one player. I think it would be at least a four player deal.
I mean, unless they are not talking, and unless it's like, I don't even know why if they went this long with this problem, I'd keep them through the playoffs. I wouldn't trade Barty St. Louis for hardly anybody.
You think they're,
I mean, you know what, would you? I mean,
hey, who do the Kings go
out? If he wants out, you wouldn't trade. But if somebody wants out, get rid of them. Don't be one of those guys that holds them back. The guy's not going to play his best for you.
But I don't see Louis, who is by all accounts the classiest guy. I don't see him laying down on his team, who's in second place. You know, going to get a good. You know what I mean? He's not going to be like, F this team. I hate Yzerman. I don't know. I mean,
but he's French, so he could trade me right now.
What I think killed the Rangers was when they traded all their good second and third liners to Columbus. That's why Columbus is pretty good this year. Yeah. As a team and off, and then you know, a couple of other guys, they were good.
Hello.
And they went to for Nash.
Sather.
Nash. Nash is the most overrated player in hockey.
Now, who do the Kings get to score? They need scoring.
Well, if they could go after St. Louis, St. Louis would fit in.
And then the Tampa
would fit in really nice.
That would be amazing.
You think that could happen?
Who would you give up for St. Louis from here, though? You probably go with the Nolan kid, would probably go.
That's Nolan and probably Dwight King and probably Muzzin or one of their. They probably take Muzzin or one of the defensemen.
Get rid of three.
Voinov. Yeah, Voinov, King, and a draft pick, or Voinov. Yeah, King or Nolan.
I read before the Olympics they were headed after what's his face in Calgary that used to play here.
Calamari.
Calamari.
I wouldn't take Calamari. The guy who I liked, but now he's hurt, was
Same
the guy
size.
Was Molson. the guy who used to play with Tavares.
Molson got hurt, though, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the Penguins to try to get him. But, yeah, I mean, you know what? If the Kings come back, I watch all the Kings games. It's like, them not scoring is one of those things where, like, just like, but you can't always say it's a hot goaltender. Like, oh, that guy's a, at some point, like, why are you shooting it into his chest?
Right.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Like, you're beating every team, but you're in a 1-1 shootout. It's like, oh, my God, it's like pulling teeth.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you, I was impressed with Carter in the Olympics. I thought he looked great.
He looked good, but yeah. it's hockey's different than basketball. You need more than one guy.
I wonder if you'd take Dustin Brown.
What happened to Dusty's game? Everyone says he's not hitting like he used to, and
he's still cheap shotting like
just
he used to.
Not getting it together.
is that an imitation?
He's got that crazy lisp going on him.
He was so nice when I met him. He was the nicest guy.
Was he cool?
Oh, he's your buddy. I won't talk to him.
No. You can talk. He was. I love him.
I thought he was a great hitter too.
When the year that they won the cup, they were dangling him. I'm like, I would give up everybody with Sid or Gino. Like,
of course,
let's take him. But he might. He's always kind of on the weird block with his team for some reason. I don't know, Dust. That would make Pierre's brain explode on Trade Center at 9 a.m. Here we have just in Dustin Brown. That would help both teams. I'll tell you though, that would really help out both teams.
Yeah,
it really would.
Dustin Brown for St. Louis?
I wouldn't do it because I wouldn't do it. But I think if you want to get rid of Dustin Brown, I think you have to bring in a guy like Marty St. Louis. I think it has to be that big.
It's a different intensity of player, though.
Yeah.
Like, but a lot more scoring.
But who picks it? Like, he can sometimes ride that team on his back and get them going.
But I think that's where you have to look at a King or a Kopitar step up. You know, I mean, I think maybe it's like, you know, that's what big trades are for, though. Therefore,
I wonder if they maybe
get scattered and then be like, how are we going to put this together? Right. You know, I mean, the Penguins traded Recchi. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, that's sometimes you just got to be like, you know what? It's not working. But I would actually, that's what stinks is they only have like another week. I would like to see this team have 2 weeks of Kopitar's on fire, Carter's on fire, Quick's on fire. You know what I mean?
That's actually an interesting point, the fact that they only gave 2 more weeks of trade, because if you think about it, if you would want 3 weeks to see who comes out and who's
playing after the Olympics,
where's his dust settle?
Yeah. Right. So, you know, but I can't believe St. Louis on a trade.
I think with Gary Bettman in charge, nothing's ever thought out. It's the same. Have you seen the 30 or 30 for about the Islanders, where he's just like,
we just thought
he had money. Yeah. Way to go, Bettman. He was hanging out with people that had money. Oh, right, Bettman.
I didn't see that one. You mean Wang, the guy who owns them now? Or?
No, the guy that owned them.
Pre-Wang.
Yeah, the crazy guy that had no money.
Right.
Yeah, it's a really good 3-for-3.
The NHL gets into a lot of those, though.
Yeah.
Bruce McNall,
McNall pulled more than just the NHL.
The guy that owned the Howard Baldwin, he changed our logo and made sudden death, and then they had no money.
Right.
signed everyone to contracts. Like, Lemieux had so much capital, he just bought the team with, like, here's the check that says you owe me $100 million.
Right. McNall
would have the team.
Yeah.
McNall would have had some money if some of his horses would have come in.
Yeah. If his hockey card hadn't been bent, baseball card it hadn't been bent.
That's right.
But there's a good one, Len Barry, that owned the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Who hired the man?
That's a big scam. That one, holy crap!
What happened there?
He had no money at all. He had no money at all, and just happened to like just move things at the right time and was able to get away with it. They had another situation going on there, and I heard that he was in. He owns a restaurant in Canada right now, and I heard the Hell's Angels are after him.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, not good at all.
Well, guess what, guys? We could all own an NHL franchise.
We'll put it together.
It was back in the day when people had fax machines more than computers. We could have probably pulled it off.
We're going to trade. We're going to trade for St. Louis.
Yeah. Let's get him.
I'd say start setting my Canucks all around the league too. I've got to rebuild there. I think you're going to see a lot of them start leaving.
Well, okay. Well, let's end on that. Let's end on this. But you kind of can't really rebuild when you have the Sedins.
The Sedins are staying, and Luongo's staying because that was a scam that we tried to pull off to make his contract fit underneath the cap. But so nobody's going to pick that up. because there's too much back end on it, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody else is up for grabs, I guarantee you.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
I'll take Kessler and Cassian for Tang.
I'd send Cassian.
In a heartbeat.
You know, Cassian reminds me
of it. But if you're not going to send Kessler, then not everyone's available to go.
No, Kessler's available.
Okay. I thought you said I... Wow. Everybody changed your mind from your last appearance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Breaking news.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. He hasn't had a great year at all. And okay. I just watching that team, I'm just like, no, it's rebuilt. Tear it up now. Don't wait 2 years, then tear it up.
See, yeah.
Tear it up now.
Because I'm in the same position as you as far as I'm concerned. To me, I love Geno, but, you know, I've seen other of my heroes go. Other than Sid and Shiro, let Shiro stay. Right. I like him as a GM. Other than that.
Really?
Everybody? You know what? Because it's the get along gang, man, and everyone's happy. You know what? It's not about coming in second every year because he's a hot. There's always an. Now this year's gonna be it was so she, and then this guy got hurt, and then you know what?
Yeah,
it's not.
You know,
it only feels good if you win it.
Yeah, it'll been 5 years, and you're sitting with Sidney Crosby, and all you have is one cup and excuses.
Yeah,
it's not good enough.
And also, if you don't do some repairs right after you're in the Stanley Cup Finals, you're not going to win the Stanley Cup.
Chicago's the blueprint of how to do it.
Yeah.
Everybody but the great ones. Everyone else out with the bathwater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they kept them.
We know you enjoy playing here, but.
Yeah,
plane ticket. Enjoy Winnipeg.
the great Ian Bagg.
He's awesome.
He's the best.
And the best comedian. I got to give him props on that.
Yeah,
one's a better comic.
No, yeah. He's the man. I swear to God, we should just build him an apartment upstairs so he can come every week.
We love the fact that
he's this
but
close.
But go see his stand-up wherever he's playing.
Oh, yeah.
Do yourself
an epic special. That special is just kick ass.
Oh, thanks,
there's
guys.
No one better.
That was, I mean, talk about killing a special.
Yeah.
That was, you know, right. That was deep glove side boom where the red light was on.
He's like a Gretzky level.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he could play in any era. You put him with Laurel and Hardy.
Nice.
More of an Ovechkin attitude.
Yeah, he's got the yellow skates.
Ovechkin nose.
He's got the yellow laces. Well, I want to thank you, Ian. Please,
you
anytime. It's the best.
Anytime you guys want to argue about these things with me, you're more than welcome.
And congratulations again on Supremacy.
It was really fun. And honestly, I'm going to be it's things have changed. The two teams that are to beat are now the Americans and the Canadians. Even though the Americans fell apart at the end, they were dominant in that tournament.
They were good in the tournament.
Everybody should be very, very... America's changed. They're like, they're taking hockey.
We can actually skate.
As soon as you teach a couple black guys, things are
just... Yeah, it's over. It's over, bro. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for coming, Captain. Thanks for coming back.
Great to be back, guys. Thanks so much.
For the skate. He's back. He's back. He's back from Sochi.
I feel like I'm
tanned, ready.
Getting it back together.
All right.
I am the new TJ Oshie.
Nice.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us again on Puck Off. See you next time.